much to Martin's disappointment, Martin's like, out of all the movies that they've given us links to, out of all the things we could be talking about.
Yeah, we just got a fresh batch of links. And I was like, okay, good. Now we got something good we can watch.
Yeah, exactly. Out of all... out of all this fine cinema that people have been giving us, you gonna call me up today and say, hey man, tonight we're gonna be talking about The Kissing Booth Part 2. Oh shit, I forgot to turn it up. Martin's like, no, keep it down. Yeah. No, it's fine. No, in fact, let's go home.
It's open for business! Again!
Sorry, I didn't realize I was gonna be this nervous.
I'm guessing you might have a few questions.
You know,
no.
Yeah. I mean, not that we need answers to.
No. You teenagers, go do your thing.
But I told Martin, I said, look, Martin, I said, don't you even play. Don't you deny, man. All of us, even grown-ass Negroes like us, we all have a little white girl inside of us looking for love.
Struggling to get out. And call the cops.
I said, Martin is bringing us back. Getting us back in touch with that little white girl inside of us, man. Don't act like she ain't there. Crying for help, wanting to see the world again. Martin, I was helping you, man.
Were
Martin.
You?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, okay. Martin, well, next time, wait till I ask for it.
Yeah, Martin, like, no. You got a little white girl looking for love inside of you. I'm a grown-ass black man hating your ass right now. Have me watch this bullshit right here. And I even told Martin today, this is what I told you.
You did?
Now, y'all going to sit up here because I know what y'all going to do. Y'all going to say, man, why y'all doing Martin? No, why you doing Martin like this, Corey?
Yeah, it's no y'all.
No, ain't no y'all, Corey. We didn't do this.
I only got a text from you.
Yeah, no, that's you, bro. Don't put us in this shit. Why you doing Martin Thomas like this? And I want to let y'all know, I told Martin today, I said, look, you don't come in here mad at me. I told you. I said, man, you don't need to see this shit.
Yes, you did. And I thought, well, let me watch some of it.
Yeah.
And about 30, maybe 40 minutes, I was like, well, the text did say I don't have to watch this.
In fact, I said, please don't. I said, shit, you ain't going to come in here pissed off at me because you made me what? Hell no.
For the sake of our friendship, I didn't finish
it. Because I knew.
Because I was quickly going, the fuck?
Yeah. Mm. No, there's some things I look at and I just say, yeah, man, he ain't going to live this shit down with me. No, I don't want to do that to you, brother. You know, I said, Martin, let me take the hit for you this time.
Right,
man.
Right. I was like, can we go back to having Chris Herman pick the movies?
Can we watch some Disney Channel? And not some knockoff Disney Channel right. Shit like this?
I mean, shit, with those Disney Channel movies, they might be bad, but at least they were going for something.
And at least they knew what they were.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on with this.
Yeah,
they
I'm like, wait, does this have a point?
Now, I'll tell you this. I did not see the first Kissing Booth, and I heard a lot of things. I heard a lot of things about this first one before, and forgot about it because I never seen. I forgot that these movies existed. Mm-hmm. But I do remember at a point people were talking about how this is for a very, very specific demographic, and if you are not in that demographic, this could be stupid,
painful.
Some people even use the word creepy.
We've been besties since the day we were born. How have we stayed so close? We have a set of rules. Like rule number 2, never tell anyone else our secrets. Or rule number 9, Lee's older brother Flynn, he's stupid hot, but totally off limits.
When did you get the boobs?
I'm like, oh shit. Netflix, don't. Really? Now y'all trying to rape the kids. Why y'all doing this? I was like, damn, man. I was like, Now the creepy dude genre has gone over into teenagers, yeah. Man.
Hey, aren't you 25?
Yeah. Goddamn. What's that? 50 Shades Junior over here. This motherfucker.
Grown ass man.
Grown ass, yeah.
Where you get those boobs from?
Hey. Hey, girl. I like your titties. Yeah, aren't you 25? Get the fuck away from me. Look at her. Oh, look at her. Look, titties.
Me like those. Come over here.
Me hungry. Me want to suckle. If you don't get your grown ass away from me, Talking about, man, I'm in high school. Yeah.
But it's trend of these old ass high school.
Man.
Hey, go seniors. Hey. What, senior citizens? Because you ain't no goddamn high school student.
Yeah, that was something. Even in the second one, early on, with some big curly dude with curly hair, like,
well, we're only in high school once. I'm like,
no, nah, this is your fourth.
Yeah, you're not sure.
Hey. Hey, high school, am I right? Hey.
Seniors.
All right, man.
Oh, fucker. Maybe a senior in community college, but your stupid ass too dumb to be in real college. You too old to be in high school. So I don't know what the fuck is going on here. That's another thing with this, man. They've hit all the tropes of high school shit that I don't like in movies. But hey, you know what? I tell you, I wasn't gonna, to be honest with you, Martin, I wasn't gonna even talk about this shit. But I tell you, we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Come to the Honeycomb Hideout.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me go there.
Yeah.
Let Corey talk about this.
Yeah, come on to the Honeycomb Hideout. Hide out from when you've been molesting these girls.
The Honeycomb Safe House.
Is there room for one more in there?
No, not for your big ass.
We got kids in here.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Hey, Missy girl.
Aren't you registered?
Let me cut this man down over here. So folks, as I said, I wasn't going to even talk about this today. But the reason why, one, it's number one on Netflix. As we speak, it is still number one. So I didn't see the first one. I said, let me just go ahead and see what the second one is about. I'm going to pull it back up to the beginning. We're going to watch this trailer for The Kissing Booth, part two. And we'll give our review, which, you know, who knows, Martin? Maybe we're faking them out. Maybe we love this shit. Maybe there's a setup. Martin, like, don't do them like that.
No,
just tell.
No, I can't.
We'll be back with our review, which you could probably already guess the rating of, but hey, you never know. Let's take a look.
The Kissing Booth is open for business! Again!
Yeah! Sorry,
no parents there.
I didn't realize I was going to be this nervous.
I'm guessing you might have a few questions. Let me bring you up to speed. As soon as school ended, Noah and I spent the whole summer together. And then, exactly 27 days ago, my heart flew off to Harvard.
I miss you, jerk.
I miss you more.
And here I am, first day of senior year.
And here we go.
Oh my God, Ellen, how are you?
So many beautiful girls at Harvard.
Experienced girls.
Sorry about you and Noah.
We didn't break up, though.
With different zip codes. Breakups are basically automatic.
Automatic.
Sometimes I hate high school.
That new guy, Marco?
He is seriously luscious.
The OMGs literally described 100 different ways Marco is a snack.
Nice to meet you. But I'm a little hungry, so I'm gonna go get myself a snack.
Very funny.
Lee and I
He's
have
30.
Three...
Yeah.
That dude is 30 years
yeah,
old.
I know.
He's a day.
Going to Berkeley.
Ever since we found out, that's where our moms became besties.
You're gonna love it there.
Maybe you can come to school here with me.
This is definitely a problem.
Need a hand?
Hell no.
We need Marco for the booth.
Why?
Everyone's obsessed with him. You get him, everyone else will just fall in line.
Were you wondering if you'd be one of our kissers this year?
No.
Don't you believe in charity?
I have a mortgage.
Standing here talking to you.
Hey!
Shit, you gonna go to jail being in that kissing booth.
Right.
Motherfucker, you should be substitute teaching over there. You talk about being in a fucking kissing booth. God, still trying to act like he's one of the gang. Yeah, am I right? Yeah, get the fuck out of here with
that whole school full of hundreds of kids and all those parents signed off on a kissing booth.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to be out of your goddamn mind.
Right. So, yeah. They did that shit in secret. None of them parents knew they were doing that shit. Oh, no, it's a dunking booth.
Right.
Dunking in my mouth. Shut it down. Shut this motherfucker down.
I sent out applications to Tufts, Boston College,
and
Harvard.
Oh, brilliant!
What the hell?
You ask yourself if it's worth changing all of your plans for him.
I love this city.
I love this girl.
Do you think you and Noah were meant to be together?
I always thought we were.
I'm sorry I went out and left my phone at home.
Who'd you go with?
Just some of the guys.
Oh, I'm asking you to trust me.
If I found someone smart, funny, and like the same stuff I like, I'd hold on to them.
You trying to fuck.
Yeah.
You ain't fooling nobody.
Yeah. Yeah, transparent.
Yeah. Trying to put that smooth shit on you. Grooming.
If I found somebody like you, I'd never let them go. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
You're smart. You're pretty. Yeah. Young. Pulling some shit. Motherfucker grooming.
Grooming, exactly.
Yeah. Grown ass man grooming this girl over here, this high school student. You know, you could tell me anything. You know, he's not right for you. I'll be your confidant. You just let me know. If he ever hurts you, you let me know.
You obvious motherfucker.
If he ever hurts you, you let me know. Well, fuck. I mean, talk. Fuck. All right.
As soon as I start to figure out one thing, something or someone changes and makes me question everything.
Belle.
Oh boy.
You know,
look, from the little bit I was watching, I could already see it as one of these typical situations where you got the girl and she's got a best friend who's way too much into her business.
Yep. Yep. You know what, man? I was telling you, I wasn't going to really even talk about this at first because I didn't see the first one. You know, and once I heard about how this is number one and how popular this series is, because it's based on a series of books, mm-hmm. I just went over there. I just clicked on it just to see what it was like. I just wanted to get a taste. Yeah, just look at it to see what the tone of this was like. What are people really into? And I cut it on and you know, I'd be goddamn if like 2 minutes in, because I was gonna walk away. 2 minutes in, this girl had to sit up here and keep me. Because I was going to walk away until she came out and talking about...
I didn't realize I was going to be this nervous. I'm guessing you might have a few questions. Let me bring you up to speed.
And I was like, fuck. I guess I'm going to be here for a while.
You got intrigued. You wanted to know.
Yeah, that's why I went... She put me through the recap, and I was like, well, I got no excuse for not being here because she told me everything that happened in the last movie. Pretty much laid out everything that happened in the last film. So I was like...
Not everything.
Shit. Not everything, so I did miss some stuff.
No, no.
Did you see the first one?
No, I didn't so much see the first one, but my daughter saw it because I was asking her. I was like, "What's that about? Tell me." She said, "Oh, I had it on the background while I was packing, but I saw it." She what they don't reveal to you and so much in that flashback is that I talked about the best friend that was all in her business is mostly all about them and him being that guy who's the friend who's secretly in love with her, but then she runs off with his brother.
Oh, so I knew it. I knew there was a catch. So in the movie, so you have, your main characters here. You have Elle, who's played by Joey King, and then you got, Elle, who's played by Joey King, and you have Lee Flynn.
As Sir Friendzone.
Who's played by Joel Courtney right here. And I looked at this, and I don't feel so bad. Because at first I thought, see, that's just your cynical, nasty mind thinking this, because they're besties. Uh-huh. As you saw in that last trailer for the first one, how they talked about how they were besties since they were newborns, because their moms went to the same college. Mm-hmm. They were besties since they were newborn, so they've just been friends, platonic friends this whole time. And I said, bullshit. You mean to tell me? That's the first thing I got mad at this movie. I mean, you mean to tell me that this dude has been friends with this girl for all these years and ain't never tried to get into that shit?
And she's never suspected anything? Yeah, the whole first movie was about that.
Okay, so now I look at this different. Because now I think, like, you know what? This motherfucker's still plotting. He ain't no friend. Stop that now. Look at this Wade. I'm like, man, I wish I had known that information when I saw it. I'm like, this fool is bullshit. He's sitting up and talking about, hey, bestie. Hey, friend. That motherfucker's still trying to fuck.
Yeah, because that whole rule of like, okay, I can never touch his hot brother. So that movie was all about her going like, well, I know I ain't supposed to, but I'm gonna do it.
Because he was acting like a bitch in some parts. Uh-huh, and I said, don't nobody bitch out this hard unless they trying to get up in that shit.
Yeah.
Unless he's trying to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it. I don't know if this makes this better or worse. You fucking phony, I knew it.
Well, look, the way their friendship is working early on, you're like, okay, either he's trying to secretly hit that. He's trying to do all the groundwork so he can slip in on some night when she's drunk.
Somebody said that's not what happened in the first movie at all.
That's what I was told.
All right. I don't know. They said that's not what happened in the first movie at all. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the first one. Maybe they were friends. I think it's, from what I learned, I think it's because his brother had a reputation. I think his brother was known for having like a lot of girlfriends or something. And I think that he wanted her to stay away from him because he's not a good guy. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want to ruin the friendship. Yeah, it's upset. You know, some people say, yeah, that's wrong. We did the whole thing about him trying
to get
away.
Okay, because I heard a whole thing of how nobody would date her because he was making all the guys stay away.
Yeah, okay. So, I didn't see it. Marvin was giving me the rundown, but apparently that's not what happened.
Okay. In that.
At least that's
what I was told.
I don't know. I'm innocent. I'm fresh. I don't know what happened. Damn, somebody's right. He got a third nipple. Look at that. Well, you know what? I tell you this. From what I've seen in this movie, I'll just go by what I've seen. They caught me up. I said, all right, since the girl told me what happened, I guess I'm here to stay. And I went ahead and watched the whole thing. Now, I will say this about the movie. I will say that this, I can see why it's so popular with people.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I can see why it's popular with especially young girls. Girls love this whole thing about a dude sweeping them off their feet and carrying them away. They love being kind of the center of attention. Plus, I ain't saying Joey King is bad looking. Not at all. She's a beautiful girl, but she is not the typical romantic lead or our definition of beauty that we usually see in these things.
Yeah, but, you know, she plays that kind of fake awkward girl.
Yeah,
but you have it that's way too typical for all these movies.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, and so that the girls who are reading this can relate. You know, that's that Twilight shit. That's even that 50 Shades of Grey thing going on right there. But outside of that, I see exactly what's going on with the young girls that are watching this. Even some of the maybe there's some dudes even watching it. This is rich fantasy escapism.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing in all these CW shows and movies. These kids, they have unlimited funds.
Yeah.
And no parental supervision whatsoever.
Yeah. This is the same reason that people are on Instagram all day. You know, young people on Instagram, because they like watching influencers and that rich lifestyle. And they love watching looking at the houses, the big houses, the vacations that they go to, even if it's not real, even if it's phony. That's what they like looking at. These kids are fucking rich, man.
Yeah.
They live the posh California lifestyle. They all got nice cars. Their parents got these big ass houses. That school they go to, that's a country club.
Right. That prep school.
That prep school is better than some colleges people mm-hmm. go to. You know, and I'll say this. I did judge these kids by their wealth when I went in. I thought they'd be super annoying. I thought they'd be, you know, some of them would be bratty. Others would just be self-centered. They'd be complaining about problems that didn't really matter, which they all do a little bit of that. But I will say that, man, you know what? These kids really are not that bad as far as high school movie kids go. They're not, you know, I look at them and the school they go to doesn't have the typical hierarchy that you usually see.
Sure.
You know, there's no bully going around terrorizing the school, stuffing kids in lockers, you know, beating up people because they didn't do their homework for him. You know, there's no girls out there. There's no brigade of mean girls. There's no mean girls in there. The closest that you get to it, I believe that this is their name, the OMGs, the Oh My Gods. You know, they kind of low-key bitches, man.
Yeah.
You know, they'll talk shit about you. They'll kind of rub some things in, but they ain't trying to destroy people's lives. Mm-hmm. You know, they still mingle with people. They're still cool with people. You know, they ain't gonna tell somebody you can't come to the party. You know, they ain't gonna come to your party because you're nobody. Like, they all kind of, you know, they're kind of cool. That's about as bad as it gets at this school. In fact, at this school, like, I guess this is high school 2020 for a lot of people now, because all these different groups that you see where they say, okay, everybody knows their place. The dorks don't hang out with the geeks don't hang out with the jocks don't hang out with the chess club or the nerds, the cheerleaders don't hang out with the playing girls. You know, they none of that shit ever gelled. It was like oil and water. That shit never mixed. And this right here, all these motherfuckers are hanging out in the school parking lot. It's almost like a jungle where all the animals are hanging out the watering hole, and ain't nobody starting shit. Nobody's trying to eat the other animal.
It's Zootopia.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everybody's peaceful. Everybody's cool with each other. Maybe because they all got one. They're all cool with each other because they got one shitty thing in common. Because even though they all get along, they still love to gossip. Everybody still love to talk shit about each other.
What is going on?
I have no idea. I had been feeling pretty damn good about senior year. That is until everybody was looking at me like my dog just died.
Hey, Elle.
Hey, Tuffin.
Just heard about you and Noah breaking up. I was ready.
No, but we didn't break up.
Sorry. I thought you guys were already great together.
That's not, but we didn't.
Like, was it your decision or was it his decision? Like, who made the final?
Sometimes I hate high school.
especially
when you flunked a few times. Because even the high school jock is a kind, sensitive, caring person and way too fucking old to be in high school.
That whole montage of them going from one person to the next. Because even the first kid they got to, I was like, he's got to be one of the teachers there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, now he's talking to her. That's got to be a teacher. Then one in a suit. You're like, you can't tell me he's a high school student.
Yeah, I'm looking.
And then once you get to this dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so you're playing in the NFL, right?
Because people, look at this motherfucker. He looks like this dude right here. He looks like he should be teaching a college course.
Yeah, exactly.
Get the fuck out of here. Ain't nothing. I mean, at best, this is the quad, the recreational area in college. This ain't no high school parking lot.
At best,
this is the quad at college, and this is the professor going to his class.
Right.
Well, fuck out of here with this. Are you serious? It's a parade of people way too old to be in high school. Shit, that school must be really fucking good because nobody wants to leave.
And it just caught me because of her line, like, oh, sometimes I hate high school. Is that where we are?
Yeah, because there's nobody there your age. Looks like a fucking, that shit like the teacher's conference.
Right.
Conference room.
While all these teachers gossiping about this student.
And then he trying to put his big ass in this prep school uniform. I was like, come on, get
busting
the fuck
out of it.
That shit looks like a,
look how thick his neck is.
That shit looks like a costume for a male stripper.
Right.
That motherfucker look like he should be hopping out of a cake wearing that shit.
Everybody, class is in.
The hell on out of here, man. Somebody said, what neck? Shit, his collar's sweating right now trying to stay on him.
That button is just straining.
Yeah.
Keep it together. You got this.
Yeah. Looking like Kenny G on steroids.
Hey. Hey, heard all the gossip. You okay?
Motherfucker, get a job. That's what you need to do.
It's going
to
be fine, Moose.
Somebody said, sure does. I'm like George of the Jungle. Fool, you need to get out and go get yourself some employment. Quit hanging out with these high school kids. But they're decent people. They're not bad people. Which is why I really don't like saying that they get on my goddamn nerves. Even being decent people. And the reason why is because maybe if this wasn't directed like it was or written like it was, I could even deal with some of these kids looking like they don't belong here. I could deal with what they're trying to do here. But everything in this movie is obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even being happy is obnoxious with these people. You know, because you got to be loud and obnoxiously bubbly. Y'all shut the fuck up.
Just making noise. Just
like they're like birds about to mate. They're not even using words like, hey, hi, what's up? Hey, what's up, man? Like, I'm surprised she didn't like turn her ass up and start like what the fuck are y'all doing? Not even human noises you're making.
Yeah, you wonder how that scene was directed. All right, you're gonna be happy when you run up here. Cut. No. Like happy, bubbly, goofy.
Yeah,
just daffy about it.
Just
come on,
stupid. Getting on my goddamn nerves with this. Yo, they were making me mad. You know, it's that. That's why the movie doesn't work that well for me, because its tone is too goofy.
Yeah,
for what it's doing. You know, in ways that it's goofy in ways that will work for a kids movie or a kids show, but not for a young adult or a teen dramedy.
Yeah, that's what I found about it. What was turning me off is that it was so exaggerated for a story that's really so simple.
Yeah,
it's simple. Like you work on the drama or the characters and have them actually say funny and perhaps witty things to keep the audience engaged and going back and forth, but not just making sounds and just bright colors and exaggerating situations to the point of slapstick.
Yeah. You know, like it's like I said before, this is like a Disney Channel show that tried to grow up but couldn't stop being a dumbass. You know, it's trying to. How cute! You're precious little you trying to act like an adult, but still being stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen that kid that tried to act older than he was, but still just did dumb things?
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is right here. Congrats! You know, they are a little bit older. This is like a Disney Channel going through that awkward age of puberty.
Uh huh. Wearing a suit.
Yeah, wearing a.
But still acting goofy.
You know, trying to act like they know everything about sex and drinking and doing what adults do. Oh, ain't you cute? No, you still stupid. That's what you know. Because you look at this here. Because they do. They try to tackle some adult themes. In this, and it just it doesn't quite go with every other element that they've created here that feels like it's for a kid's show. You know, I mean, and I'm talking about, I keep saying this could work for a kid's show. There are some jokes in here that it would even be too lazy for a kid's show. There's a scene, I don't know if you got this far. There's a scene where a mascot is carrying a cake.
No, I didn't see this.
Okay, you didn't get, Martin, I guess you didn't get far at all, because this is like in the first 30 minutes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Martin said, cut this shit off. I got things to do. And I don't blame you.
I mean, I got as far as her, you know, talking on the intercom, that whole scene.
Okay,
that
you missed this part right here, because I saw this mascot right here carrying this cake and doing the old, and I said, I know you ain't about to do what I think you about to do. I know you're not about to do this.
Whistling too.
Whistling. I was like, but man, when somebody's, y'all know how it is with bad comedy. That old vaudeville shit. When somebody's walking and carrying a cake or pie in there whistling,
mm-hmm.
You know what's going to happen. I was like, God damn it, I know you ain't going to do this. And I guess I gave them too much credit.
I don't know why. You see, they've set it up.
They set that shit up. I mean, man.
If you expected something different, that's on you.
Oh, Tony the Tiger was taking his time with this shit.
Come on.
Man, if you...
He's walking and whistling. Nobody actually does that.
If you taking your time and walking and whistling, here's how it works. If you are peacefully... calmly walking and whistling with a cake or a pie, somebody else is losing their fucking mind, running their ass off.
Yep.
And you know, when you combine calm, peaceful whistling.
Oh, I did get this far.
Okay, when you combine calm, peaceful whistling with goofy ass running, man, it results in only one thing.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
Somebody getting that cake to the face.
Okay, I guess I did see that.
Somebody getting a pie, a cake to the face. If you walk in peacefully in a comedy and somebody else is running right towards you and you don't even see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this shit works. I was like, I'd be goddamn.
Yeah.
I said, really?
Carrying a pie or cake, two guys carrying a pane of glass. You're standing at the edge of a pool.
Yeah, somebody's carrying a bunch of eggs or something. I mean, you know, y'all know how it works. Happen. Boy, y'all know the formula. Y'all know the formula for comedy when they have those things in there. I could even probably forgive the overacting that happens in this, man. I could forgive the overacting. I could probably go in and forgive the generic cutesy music, the badly written dialogue, if it was for a certain age bracket. I might even find it adorable. I would look at them and say, you know what? This is a kid's show. So for them, that's cute.
You know your audience.
Look at me. We are going to need slushies, churros, and an ass load of quarters.
But when they bring it in with other things that just don't belong with that cute ass music, those little rascal things, those little head nods they do. Mm-hmm. You know, when they do shit like that, oh boy, you know, that's what kids do, man.
Yeah.
But then they combine that with things like underage drinking.
I'm telling you, man, that's a big thing on the CW, which shows with these 30-year-old teenagers who do all the stuff that actual 30-year-olds do. And you're supposed to just accept that, well, because they're rich, they get to do anything.
Yeah, but that's a cute scene right there. Like, I know she threw ass in there, but that's cute kids show stuff.
Yeah.
Ass load of quarters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. And how? But then later on, they do things like underage drinking. Of course, sex comes in at some point. Sex is so much a part of this that Ellie, the movie just stops her to talk about being descriptive about eating ass.
Not really a butt person.
Now I understand people who are. I don't know whether to lick it, smack it, bite it.
You're like, damn, that whole nasty. Notice she let out with that. I don't know if I should lick it. Smack. Yeah, I remember when it was smack it up, flip it, rub it down, but she said lick it, eat it, taste it, bite it. Shit, she would have put that schnoz all up in that ass. I'm like, she bought them sweaty cheeks right there.
It's funny that girl just stood there smiling and just let her go.
Yeah.
And she went on for about 15 minutes talking about all the nasty shit she would do to this guy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, huh, had that gender been swapped, this movie would have been canceled.
Oh, been canceled? That student be in jail.
Uh-huh. You need to apologize to the school right before we expel you.
Yeah. Oh, and the police are waiting for you outside, too. She let out. I had to rewind that shit to see if she said what I thought she said. Because I heard bite it. I heard smack it. But I said, did I hear this girl say she gonna lick this boy's ass?
Not really a butt person.
Now I understand people who are. I don't know whether to lick it.
She lick it? Shit, that was the first thing on her mind. Shit, he'll say, no, don't use no toilet paper. Let me help. nasty ass. Oh, TP Ellie over here. But I tell you, the biggest thing that bothered me with this is that this is 2 hours and 12 minutes.
And 12 minutes, huh?
Hours and 12 minutes.
An hour and a half seems like they could say everything they got to say.
Listen, this is 2 hours and 12 minutes. And what you have here is that you do have a CW show. You have a CW show. I would even go as far as to say, if not a whole season, you might have seasons of a CW show.
Damn.
Crammed into a 2-hour movie.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't either. It's popular, so what am I going to say? People love it. But for somebody like me, it probably would have been easier to watch had it either been one of those things, either a shorter movie
mm-hmm.
or a series.
Mm-hmm.
Because
maybe a mini series.
Maybe I can only last half that season, but at least I could probably go, because the shit they do here with them trying to cram this in, it just doesn't make sense, some of the stuff that they do story-wise. I can understand if they were doing something really different with this, but this basic teen comedy drama shit that they're doing, the plot lines, these are plot lines that we see handled in a 30-minute sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
It started and ended and resolved in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And what takes them 2 hours and 12 minutes to do right here, as you probably got from the trailer right here, Elle and Noah, and Noah's the big brother played by Jacob Elordi. I think he's Australian. But, Noah's going to college, first year in college, freshman, Ellis, that's her senior year in high school. So they're split up. They wonder if this long distance relationship can last. And it's not helping that they both have two extremely attractive people into their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, the two attractive people of the opposite sex for these straight people that we know right here. And of course, they get jealous. And then the audience, we start to wonder, can they resist the temptation? Can Ellie keep from licking that ass? look at this. She's trying to lick it right now. Look at that.
Yeah. Let me have a little bit.
Just a taste. Just a little swipe. But the length that they go to keep the audience guessing is so silly, man. The length that they go to like try to throw us off at times. The two people we have here are Marco and Chloe. This is Chloe right here, really attractive girl, man.
Yeah.
Maes Richardson Sellers, man, like shit. And Marco, I ain't gonna lie, Marco's a good looking dude too. I'd be like, fuck it, man. We ain't in the same space right now. So we still young? Hell,
Well, he's not underage, so.
No. Shit, we young. We gotta try different things, broaden our horizons.
We middle aged dudes gotta stick together. Am I right, Marco?
Yeah. And this goddamn MILF right here. There's a chick that you would see categorized as a MILF, or she'd be doing MILF porn. Uh-huh. This ain't that, like, she ain't even no college student. You ain't no fucking freshman, all right? You must think I'm fucking fresh on this planet if you think I don't believe you a fucking freshman in college. Get the fuck out of here with that. You fine as hell. Don't get me wrong. And you gonna be fine for a lot of years, but you ain't no goddamn college student. You ain't even no TA. Get the fuck out of here. But the thing is, I ain't even buying it that Noah could turn this shit down.
Me either. No, I'm seeing that him like, I'm staying faithful to you. I'm like, I know, bless your heart. I know you have good intentions, but bullshit. Yeah,
ain't nobody buying that shit, brother. This shit is a fantasy. Yeah. Goddamn Avengers is more realistic than this shit. No, hell no. Ain't nobody buying this shit.
I'm faithful. I ain't looking at nobody else. Bullshit.
This girl all up on you. Got her fucking funk all on you. But you know what? Let's just say we take his... Let's just say
sure,
we...
for the sake of argument, we'll take his word. Yeah.
Sure. You're friends.
No, Ellie, we're just friends. We just really like each other. We're just friends.
You know what? Let's just say that that is true. And Ellie, poor Ellie, she gets to the point where it's like, well, maybe I'm the one that's wrong. Maybe I'm being a little bit too crazy right now. But I don't know if you can, let me see here. Cause I don't know if you can really even, you can't blame her, man. I mean, I, when he keeps telling her, there's nothing happening, Ellie. It's all innocent. She's just a friend. How the fuck is she supposed to believe that when she's on Instagram and all she sees is this shit right here? I wait around and then get the fuck out of here. You let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. Yeah, yeah, you know. You know, yeah, they're friends. You know what kind of friends that do that? Friends that are fucking. They don't look rubbing his head. Uh-huh. Okay, maybe they are friends, but them boundaries are gone.
With benefits. I mean, yeah, that'd be one of those things where you would look at that and go, okay, maybe I believe you that you're not interested.
Yes.
Which I can't even get that out of my mouth. But, but clearly, there's something up with her. And if you're not going to put her in check, then you must like it.
People, they are, you see this right here. This is not them like being on the down low. They put this kind of stuff on Instagram. Mm. And Ellie sees it and Ellie just kind of, well, maybe I'm the crazy one. No, Ellie, you ain't crazy. You seeing this shit? No, they're always on Instagram, hugged up on each other. They get a, you know, she calls and this stupid ass, this is how dumb this movie gets. Ain't no dude gonna leave his phone behind.
I've been seeing that a lot lately in movies.
Yeah.
Stuff where people leave their phone behind and they don't have a password. It's not password protected.
And you know what? It's so dumb in this that he leaves his phone behind. Go hang out with homegirl right here. And when he leaves it behind, the ringer's on. And then another dude comes in and answers his phone.
Talking about Noah's phone. Can I help you?
And then puts this motherfucker, just throws his business out there to his girlfriend. Don't even try to lie for him. I should have got the clip, but you know, y'all go watch for yourself if you want to. She says, yeah, is Noah there?
I think he went out.
Really? With who?
I think he went out with that girl he's always hanging out with.
It's like, I would have got back and beat that dude's ass.
Right?
Motherfucker. You know people who do that kind of thing? People trying to have sex with my girl.
Right.
You did that shit on purpose. You did that shit on purpose.
No, there's a bro code. And somebody breaks it, it's because they're trying to hook up with your girl.
Yeah. You know what the bro code is? Don't answer my goddamn phone. Yeah. First of all, that's a bro code, girl code, uh-huh. Mama, daddy code, anybody. Leave my shit alone.
Uh-huh.
Ain't got no password protection on it. So she picks up his phone and just see all the messages that they've been giving to each other. All the DMs that they've been giving to each other. This is stupid, y'all. This is what I'm saying. It's fucking dumb. It's dumb on all levels. Like, they can't even set up the deception right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I want to give this a chance because I know that this is for that demographic. But, girls, I'm going to tell you, it's stupid. I'd rather watch Twilight than this shit. At least I know that's a real fucking fantasy.
I guess so.
Hell, you throw vampires in there, anything can happen.
Right, right, right.
Vampires are more realistic than this motherfucker leaving his phone behind to be answered by his friend and then put all these fucking things on Instagram talking about, that's my friend.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Like, especially if your girlfriend says, like, hey, I don't feel right about this or what's going on, then you kind of, if you don't stop, the least you do is you stop broadcasting it.
Yeah, you would. Even a fucking vampire would come in and be like, bro, for real? Are you serious? You're fucking mine. You're gaining this week, my friend. And Chad, let me ask y'all something. Guys and girls, how would you feel? How would you feel if your roommate came in and answered your shit and then put your shit out there talking about, oh, he's with that girl that I know makes your girlfriend jealous, or girls flip it? Y'all, nobody does that shit.
Mm-mm.
Bro, just, they say, bro, just stop.
It would only make sense if he was that guy who's her best friend.
The chat talking about, I beat his ass. That is exactly right. That is, you beat his ass. If nothing else, you at least, you at least jack that motherfucker up against the wall and don't you ever do that shit again. Hey, look, we cool right now, but you ever, don't you ever do that shit. Bro.
Sorry, bro. I didn't know.
Yeah. He broke broke the bro code right there. Fuck yeah. Don't you ever pick up my shit again. I can't. That's what made me mad with this. I'm like, you can't be serious, man, with this.
It's funny because it seemed like it could work if they just made it some douchey frat guy who just wanted to play a joke on him. He's like, oh yeah, he's out with his girlfriend again.
No, this dude was just as stupid.
Just stupid, hey, though.
Hello? Oh, yeah, he's not here. Yeah, he's out with that girl that really likes him. Oh, this is girlfriend? Sorry.
You know, sister, fuck, no, you not. No, you not. You know what? You sorry. You should have never picked up the fucking phone. And dude looks stupid, too, when he's talking.
No, he's not here.
I was like, oh, he's gonna. The moment I saw him pick up the phone,
hello?
I was like, oh shit, he's gonna fuck this up for this dude. Just the way he answered. That's probably why he picked up the phone, because he's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ellie? Yeah, huh? No, he's not here.
I was like, oh shit. Yeah, boy, you shouldn't have.
Just stop talking. Just stop talking.
By the way, that's a Harvard student, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people contribute, parents contribute money so people can go to Harvard.
Yeah, this parent should have did. That motherfucker need to be in a special school somewhere.
Hello.
And then, boy, I already saw Marco. Marco, on the other hand, we told y'all, Marco running game.
Mm-hmm.
We saw that in the trailer. Don't no dude say the kind of shit that Marco says. Unless you trying to steal a girl's dude, you saw an opportunity. You trying to swipe in there,
and like the same stuff I like, and hold on to them.
As soon as I start to figure out one thing, something, or someone changes and makes me question everything.
Hell.
Oh boy.
Yeah, boy, you saw him running game, and then she even doing that shit. You already heard how she'd be all up in his, licking his ass and everything, so she ain't too innocent either.
But now the best friend looks like he's mad at her because she wants to go to Harvard. What's that all
about? Oh, I'll tell you that in a little bit. But Marco running game. But first, let's point out the obvious with Marco. Marco damn sure ain't no high school student.
No.
Man, let me tell you something. We used to always joke around. It used to be a joke. Because they would always get people to play high school students who were too old. But we exaggerate, like, man, look at these 30-year-olds playing these high school students. Ain't a joke no more. This motherfucker, okay, he ain't exactly 30, but he's 28. Close enough.
Yeah, that's damn close.
That's right knocking on 30's door.
That's a decade older than his character.
We're just going to say it. Marco's 30 years. This actor, Taylor Zakar Perez, he's 30 years old. Talking about, I'm a high school student. No, you're not. You a grown-ass man that everybody can see. Right here. The guy's 28 years old. And I mean, it'd be one thing if you could hide it just a little bit. Hell no.
No, no. No hiding it whatsoever.
None.
I think I'm going to get a snack.
It's funny to think of how many people they may have auditioned, and he was the one they said, well, he fits it the best.
They just wanted him because he was handsome. Mm-hmm. You know, that's they said, fuck it. It must have been females or gay dudes casting this shit, because they just they weren't taken in by reality. They just said, they went over there, this motherfucker just fine. That's all. And he is a good looking guy, but they just go all out the way, man, you know, with this. Thing is, they just try to make him do everything. You know, he's a great dancer, does awesome backflips in the movie. He plays guitar. He's a you know, that's the thing with this man. The character tries to come off as a nice guy, and he is a nice guy. But I'll tell you this much: you can't trust no guy who puts his workout routine out online for everybody to see with nice cinematography.
That's what I noticed about that video. I was like, who is doing the cinematography on his workout?
Yeah. He hired someone to like shoot, put production on his abs and on his ass, on his workout. Don't trust no guy who puts his workout online.
Jeez, hello. God, Jesus, girl.
Like, are your panties still on? Oh, fuck. Jesus. God.
Damn.
Yeah. Again, can't no dude look at no girl like that.
No, not no more.
Shit. I lick that ass and be all up in there, boy. Look at them titties on there. Oh, shit. Now he'd be a creep.
Sir, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, he'd be a creep. But no, she can be like, shit, I bite the nipples and rip the motherfucker off. That's the thing about Marco. They try to make him too perfect. The motherfucker plays guitar. He can dance well. As I said, he does these awesome backflips. Unless he's trying to always fuck somebody. Nobody does that unless always trying to fuck somebody.
In between all that, he's a creep.
He's a creep. You know, he ain't really even a creep, but I just say, you know, guy don't get...
He doesn't devote so much time to that unless he's trying to fuck.
No dude, unless they trying to fuck everything.
Yeah.
He's out on the... He's out there busking on the street. On the corner, man. He learned how to play guitar. He learned how to sing.
I'll take dollars or phone numbers.
This fool out there. Ain't no dude this good at this shit. Let me see. Here he is. Look at him. That's him looking at a girl right now. Look at him. Oh, girl, shit. I'm fucking shit at you. And by the way, they made everybody in the band look like a goddamn dork.
Oh, I know. I see that. So he can stand out.
So he can stand out. But this fool is out there busking. And busking, if y'all know what busking is, where you stand on the corner playing for money. He ain't playing for money. He playing for ass. Girls out there just look at him. They know every girl that comes by, they're hot, first of all. Ain't no ugly girl stopping. All of them hot. And all of them come up there and all of them do the twirl of the hair. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's so great. He plays so well. No, bitch, he ain't great. Y'all, she just, you don't want to fuck him now. So. You know what I'm saying?
You sound mad.
Well, I just know what he's doing. You know, ain't nobody getting as good at all that shit unless they out there trying to run some game on everybody.
I've met the dudes.
Yeah, shit, I tried. I put that guitar down quick. Fuck.
This is hard.
Shit.
I got to figure out something else.
Fuck it. Can I buy you a drink?
I'll just go back to the roofie.
Shit. But, you know, there's other silly plot lines in this, man. You know, Lee doesn't realize how bad of a boyfriend he's been because she's always hanging around. She's always around Lee. And the girlfriend, who's played by Megan Young, she's just pissed.
I imagine so.
Yeah. No, she's pissed, man, because Megan Lee. Let me see if I can find a picture of her. Megan Lee in this, man. I don't know if I do have a picture of her, but that's the girlfriend of Lee. And she is sick and tired of L. There she is right there. She's sick and tired of it. And Lee too stupid to realize what he's doing. Like, just leave her for his friend. Just leave her ass abandoned in front of the movie theater until the last minute. Oh, shit, my girlfriend. I'm supposed to be there with her. See, that's how I know he's trying to fuck. Because
yeah, I mean, a character like that, I'm like, okay, look, either he's secretly trying to fuck her or he hasn't come to terms with being gay.
Yeah. He's the gay best friend who don't know it yet.
Mm-hmm. She's his beard.
Maybe that'll come out in the third movie. But even the girlfriend tells Ellie, she's like, "Damn, girl, you cock blocking. You know, why are you always here?" She actually used those words.
Oh wow.
She's like, "Damn, Elle, you." Elle's like, "You mean when I cock block? Yeah, exactly. We ain't had sex at all since you've been around, but God knows I've tried." You know, and they all go to movie school. That's one of the biggest things I hate about this. They all go to movie school, which means that, you know, there's people of color in here, but all the dark people, They in the black ground. You know, they all spots back there. Ain't nobody, with dark skin got any kind of prominent role in this.
Snack.
Shut up. I don't want to hear you no more. You know, they, the school, you know, there's never any adults around at all. Yeah. Unless they absolutely have to be. And, I mean, because they throw these, I have to give them credit. They throw these amazing school parties and proms and functions. That they got a Halloween party later on. That shit rivals Disneyland. They do, you know, they got this big ass party going on.
I wonder if they make the freshmen hold the camera.
Yeah, yeah. Like a frat. Yeah, they got this big ass party going on and no adults around at all.
Would not happen.
The principal would be only for that one scene where somebody has to go to detention is the principal there. Mm-hmm. And I gotta tell you, the ending annoyed the shit out of me. It's one. I mean, just going beyond first world problems for these people. At the end of this, I'm telling you the end. If y'all want to hear it, I'll tell you later. But, you know, you look at this. This is beyond first world problems, man. Only shit like this would happen to these people of privilege. Only these rich people right here. Only these rich people who go to fantasy high school and this fantasy world that they live in. Only they would take something that is an amazing opportunity and find a way to be like, oh, this is horrible. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, really?
I did see a scene earlier where she was looking at colleges and her dad was like, you're going to USC, right? Because in all these other places, we can't afford it. I'm just telling you right now.
Oh yeah. And that's another thing with this. You're talking about dumb plot lines. They have the whole thing where Elle has to find, because she wants to find a way to go to another school, a more expensive school. And she's like, oh, I need money for college. Oh, what is this flyer here? Oh, a contest for this thing that I'm really good at.
No.
Yes.
I thought we got rid of that plot.
No. Well, they found it.
Oh. I thought that thing had been thrown away and buried in a landfill.
Oh, no. What am I going to do? A contest? I can do that, and I'm really good at it, too. And it's like, I'll let you guess the outcome of it. Get the fuck out of here with this. But this whole thing of the ending of this is like, oh my God. You know, I'll just go ahead and tell you, because I ain't telling you the exact ending, but this is the cliffhanger right here. It's like, you know, I hope I get accepted in at least one of these colleges. Oh, I don't know, man. It's so expensive. I don't know. But she gets her money. And she's thinking like, oh, these colleges, they put me on a waiting list. Oh, bummer. And then she finally gets the letters. I've been accepted at Berkeley and Harvard? Oh, no. Am I going to go to the school with my best friend or my boyfriend? Oh, and I was like, fuck you. You get, first of all, fuck you for even having to entertain this. You go to the school that's going to be best for your future.
Yes.
Asshole. Bitch. But second of all, fuck your friend. You go to the school with your man. You know what I'm saying? Yes, that's the relationship that you really need to be working on.
Well, I don't know. I mean, a high school relationship rarely lasts. A friendship can, but that boyfriend is your best friend's brother. So that's kind of a...
I was just thinking, like, look, okay, sure. A high school relationship doesn't last, but y'all worked hard on this shit.
Yeah,
you went through some turmoils, and at the end, y'all are in love.
Uh-huh.
I would sit her down and just lay it to her straight. I said, all right, I'll make this decision for you real quick. Let's just say you go to school with the best friend. Can you fuck him?
Right.
No. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Harvard it is. Let's go. Shut the fuck up. Let's go.
Listen, you go to school with your best friend, but you know that your boyfriend's going to fuck that black girl, right? that's done.
Yeah. My man was all over that girl. So, and that's another thing. I don't give a fuck what kind of agreement they had. Need I put Instagram back on for you? Need I show you this right here? God damn, girl. You know what? Fuck you. You don't need to go to college at all.
You too stupid.
You know what?
I'm on that money.
Yeah. I'm gonna drop your ass off right over here. Wendy's, you'll get an application. You think about this stupid shit.
Oh no, which one do I choose? Come here. Ask the question again.
Stupid ass. You're too stupid for college. Yeah, people, this is some bullshit. I'm sorry. I know that this is for the young girls out there, but even for y'all, I'll tell you what, if y'all are about to go to college, y'all too smart for this shit. It's just not written very well.
Yeah, that was, one, I could, it's easy to say, like, all right, this isn't made for me, clearly. But even things that aren't made for me, I can still enjoy.
Yeah.
I'm not that narrow-minded, but it was just early in it. I was just like, man, this just does not have that appeal. It's just not smart.
No, it's flimsily written, just so it's structured in a way so that, you know, it's to build up fake tension. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And we know it's going, oh my God, they're these hot people, they're going to get with them instead. You know what the hell is going to happen. But look, that again, that's romantic comedy. A romantic comedy is a genre that has its own rules now. It's not a formula anymore. They go by their own rules.
Right.
You know those rules when you go in. So I can't nitpick on that. But I can tell you, like, you at least got to try.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so contrived and forced the way they try to set this up to pull them apart and then try to get them back together again. It's just written very badly. We gave you all the details in there to tell you why. So yeah, you know, if this was written better, I could enjoy it. I like romantic comedies, man. I like all movies. I do like these kids, man. I do like that they set up a high school world where we finally don't have all these students being really terrible and shitty to each other. Mm-hmm. I like what they did with the environment here. I wish they could have lived up to what they built there, the promise of these cool, you know, this new wave of teen movies where the kids act like they're better people now. You know, I wish it could have lived up to the potential of that, but it does not. So yeah, it's some straight up bullshit. Sorry, y'all. You know, I know it's number one and everything, but then again, like I said, also number one was a movie about a fucking rapist. So
there you go.
So there you go.
Number one doesn't mean a whole lot.
Number one just don't hold. It just don't hold the importance that it used to. Where that ass at? She got a knife and fork. Where Marco at? I'm gonna get all up in that ass. Yeah.
So I guess Marco doesn't prevail.
I know that Marco is going to be back in the third one.
Oh, so this is getting like 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, this is going to be a trilogy and probably furthermore. And yes, I'm going to watch the third one because I had a lot of fun talking about this. Y'all know me. I'm going to even go back and catch up on the first one. So I just know everything that's happening because I am going to watch the third one when it comes out. And they said, yep, I saw an article today that said, ladies and even gentlemen out there, breathe easy. Marco is going to return.
I'm surprised they don't spin off.
Yeah.
Into his own movie.
Shit. Ella's like, yeah, bring him on. I'm ready.
Hey, I got accepted to Harvard too.
Oh, fuck. Now, that would be a great story if he said, yeah, I got accepted to Harvard. And the whole time you find out that he's just been like trespassing on campus, faking.
I did it all for you, L.
Find out his family.
I loved you that much. That.
Found out that his family lost everything and he's the janitor at Harvard.
Man, I mean, I didn't get to see it play out, but that one scene looked like her boyfriend's going to beat his ass.
Oh, that was
a stare down right there.
Marco pulled some shit he shouldn't have even done, man. That's why Marco's look, everybody in the movie is pretty cool for the most part. But, you know, they still do small, tiny little shitty things to each other. Marco kissed his girl, man, in front of everybody and in front of Noah. And then go rub the shit in when Noah's walking by like, hey, brother, congratulations. And Noah's like, who the fuck you talking to? By the way, Noah towers him.
I know. No, that's what I saw. He was looking down on him like.
Yeah. Noah, his fist, he was about to kill him. Noah's fist was trembling. I'm going to choke this motherfucker out. Yeah, people. Well, there you go. Is there a teaser for Kissing Booth 3?
Already?
That can't be. Somebody said there was. Nah. Nah, that can't be. It can't be. Yeah, Noah's one of them big ass Australian people, man. You know, because he's not Australian in the movie, but I think he's an Australian actor. He's no man. I don't know what the fuck they're doing over. Yeah, man, one of them John ass Australians. You know, the ones that have been fighting fucking giant tarantulas and shit
and kangaroos.
Yeah, you know, they're that big because they have to be for survival. Uh-huh. Yeah, Noah is huge. Noah ain't got no real charisma.
Uh-huh.
But I won't tell him that. Hey, shh, don't tell L about what we doing here. Now you know to keep this a secret now. Look at him. He's even tell. Look at this shit. Now you ain't gonna say nothing, are you?
I don't wanna have to kill you.
Let me see.
I'll break a Sheila's neck.
Jesus, they said they said that it was announced that Kissing Booth 3 was shot this week.
This week?
Yeah. Maybe they finished rapping.
Okay.
The way this shit is going, maybe they shot the whole thing in a week. I don't know. Yeah.
Shoot number 4 next week. Next weekend.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, we'll see. We'll see. I'll be there. You know, like I always am with these things. I'm going to even watch one.
Congratulations. What'd you say? Nah, man, I meant that. Congratulations.
Yeah, he was trying to. Yeah. Yeah, Marco was trying to be a brown knight, trying to defend her honor, and was about to get his ass. Well, you can see him. He's staring him down like he's gonna do something. You can see him kind of sweating. Jesus Christ! I hope this motherfucker don't snap. Cause he had the girl with. Like, I hope this black girl pulls his ass away. Shit, get him, girl, get him. Shit. Cause the girl was like, "Come on, Noah, come on." He's just like. You're lucky.